T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
PackersNews.com. It is Ryan Wood joining us here on Chuck and Winkler. Ryan, all right, so we're through that game at least. I don't know, maybe this is a broad first question to ask, but what did you learn that you didn't know before that game?
Not much. I think I'm in the thank God group of less than 3 weeks now to week one. Let's do some real football, because that was pretty sloppy on both sides. Not just the Packers, but I mean the best play of the night, like literally the highlight the NFL Network entered their package with was Lamar Jackson's touchdown that didn't count. So if that gives you an idea of what we saw last night, it wasn't much on either side. But obviously the big news, Aaron Rodgers with the tight back, did not play. It's going to be really interesting. I asked Matt LaFleur after the game, do you need to get him snaps? Do you need to see him in this offense before you take him to, you know, Chicago, best defense in the league, Soldier Field? And he left the door open that might not happen. You know, he said that he doesn't think it's necessary. It's preferred, but not necessary. So that'll be interesting, because you probably feel better going into that week one game at Chicago if you'd actually seen the quarterback. Because what we saw, I mean, there were 9 other starters out there, but that's not the offense. The offense is when the quarterback, especially this quarterback, is on the field. And so we really haven't seen the offense yet.
Ryan, and we were listening to that answer, and it kind of seemed, I don't know if I'm reading into too much, that Matt LaFleur wanted Aaron Rodgers on the field last night. Do you know what happened? Because we didn't find out he wasn't playing until like an hour before kickoff. Do you think LaFleur wanted him out on the field, and Rodgers just said, I'm not going out there? What went down with the back tightness?
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't speculate on that. I don't know what happened behind the scenes. I mean, certainly there's a tight back, and he was held out for precautionary reasons. Matt LaFleur said that, you know, because I asked, is this something that's going to linger into the next week?
Right.
And he seemed pretty confident that it wouldn't. He said that his back was even feeling better on Wednesday night. And if there's any tight whatever, you don't put Aaron Rodgers out there in a preseason game, especially against this defense in Baltimore, which has a lot of intricate stuff that they do in their defensive front. They get pressure after the quarterback. You don't expose them to hits. I mean, that would just be silly. So, I get that. What's going to be interesting, though, is next week they're in Winnipeg, and they're going to be on turf. They're not going to be on grass. So I don't know. I mean, the decisions aren't going to be getting any easier to put him out there in a preseason game.
And you're having to make decisions about wide receivers, and you're doing that based on Tim Boyle throwing them the football. So we get excited about what we saw from Alan Lazard and what we see from Darius Shepherd and that sort of thing. But is it more difficult to gauge who should be your receivers that I'll have Aaron Rodgers throwing you the ball if what you gauge is not Aaron Rodgers throwing you the ball?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, they do get some practice time, so they're able to see that in practice. And some of that chemistry stuff and the timing stuff is not dependent on live tackling, you know. So that sort of thing can kind of be made up for in that setting. But I think in general, just the machinations of the offense, the timing, the chemistry, the tempo, all those things, and then obviously the audibles and the extended plays and those things too, those are all predicated on who's the quarterback, and especially with this quarterback, those are all pretty unique.
Absolutely. We're talking with Ryan Wood, PackerNews.com, here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, Chuck and Winkler. Ryan, looking at the two quarterbacks last night, and DeShone Kizer, he'll show some flashes, but still the same issues. He's staring down receivers, and then Tim Boyle last night threw some ground balls. In your opinion, who should be the backup quarterback, or should the Packers maybe consider going and grabbing somebody off the street? Because I'm not seeing a whole lot that I like from either guy right now.
Yeah, both guys have left the door open. You know, I think midway through preseason, both are very firmly on the bubble still, which means that either could make it or neither can make it. I mean, I do think that the Packers will be scouring the open market to see if there's a guy to bring in at the end of camp. Now, that doesn't mean that there will be a guy to bring in. I mean, there's got to be a guy in the open market that is worth doing that with. Ideally, he would have some knowledge of this system that LaFleur runs, that McVay runs, that Shanahan runs out in San Francisco, because you don't want to bring in a guy totally cold at that position September 1st that's never run the offense before and he's got to learn catching up. So that area is just beginning. I mean, that battle is just beginning. There's a long way to go there, and I don't know what the finish line looks like.
Interesting to see, too, you know, there are a couple of different positions on this team where performance in these preseason games is a little closer to what you're going to have to see in a regular season. Middle linebacker is a little bit of that, I think. You know, defensive line, you saw a little bit more against Baltimore than you would in the other games. I mean, you see more of the starters in this one, and not that you would think any differently of a Kenny Clark or whatever, but with the support that they have behind him, the defensive line is, it's got to make you at least feel pretty good, right? It's a bigger strength than it has been.
Yeah, I mean, everything defensively is so vanilla last night. I think I have to go back and check to make sure I didn't miss a snap, but I think on the first series, I think they were exclusively base, which you could probably count literally on your 10 fingers all the times this season that the Packers will have a series where they're exclusively base defense.
Right.
So that gives you, I mean, schematically, you didn't see much at all. You did see the three outside linebacker set on the second series. And their dime, which I think they're going to see a lot. I think you're going to see a lot of Darius Smith, Preston Smith, Rashawn Gary on the field together this year. There's a lot of athleticism. Those guys can put their hand in the ground too, especially at sub and get after the quarterback from the inside. So, you know, it was just so vanilla. You know, clearly Lamar Jackson had some highlights, made Darius Smith miss on a sack. And the defense had some decent moments. I thought that the first series, I thought, that's a pick that Jaire Alexander needs to make.
Yes.
It's not an easy pick by any means. I mean, he's falling out of bounds, and I talked to him after the game. He's like, hey, maybe if I played receiver, like, yeah, that's a tough play. But if you want to be a Pro Bowl caliber cornerback, the type of cornerback that Jaire Alexander wants to be and frankly has the talent to be someday, that's a play that you have to make. And so there were some of those left on the field as well.
Talking with Ryan Wood, PackerNews.com. Ryan, we're talking a little bit about the defensive side of the ball, and I joke that Za'Darius Smith, on that missed sack, he fits right in. I saw a lot of Nick Perry, a lot of Clay Matthews, but not joking around, Rashawn Gary, what are you seeing from him? Looks like he's kind of struggling. I don't want to read too much into it. It's only preseason, and he's a rookie, but what are your early thoughts on him?
Yeah, kind of like you said, don't want to read too much into it. It's only two preseason games. But the reality is that he's not flashed yet, mm-hmm. And he's flashed a ton, especially one-on-one in practice. I mean, he's made a ton of plays, and his athleticism has been really impressive one-on-one. It's all about that 11-on-11 setting that we haven't seen him flash yet. I think he had one tackle last night, played a long time. He was playing into the third quarter, whereas Darnell Savage Jr. was out with the rest of the starters after two series. Need to see him flash. He hasn't done it yet. It's only been two games. Will he do it? We'll wait until he does.
Right. Last question for you, Ryan. My guy Dexter Williams had a really rough night last night. His job isn't in jeopardy, is it?
No. Gosh, no. No, I wouldn't go that far. Look, I mean, who would take that job?
Right.
You know, like, what did we see from Trey Carson last night? It was 6 carries, 9 yards. Dexter Williams has some development to do. There's no question. The drop pass, you know, and Matt LaFleur's talked about, you know, not dancing in the backfield and hitting his landmarks quicker, which is this run, this outside zone scheme is predicated on. But if you look at it strictly from a talent standpoint, from a speed standpoint, Dexter Williams has a lot more talent than the other running backs we saw last night. He's not Aaron Jones. He's not Jamal Williams yet. But there is a base of talent there to build on that we're not seeing from a Trey Carson with 6 carries and 9 yards. So for that reason, I think the Packers, you know, they spent a draft pick on him. They're going to be plenty patient with them because the talent is clearly there. And you see when he gets to the hole, he gets to the hole really, really quick. So there's a lot to like. I think it's just a matter of letting a young guy develop and you know, get adjusted to this level.
Thanks a lot, man. Enjoy your weekend.
All right, take care.
That was Ryan Wood. You can find his work at PackerNews.com, the Green Bay Press Gazette, and right here, 105.7 FM, The Fan, our green and gold insider. And he joined us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. then look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.